Secretary of State Colin Powell is calling regime change in Iraq and the newly unveiled roadmap toward peace in the Middle East evidence of a new strategic dynamic in the region. He delivered that message personally to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad earlier today and will say as much to Israeli and Palestinian leaders next week. The much-anticipated roadmap is an international effort between the U.S., the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations. It is a short but tough to-do list for Israelis and Palestinians to clear the way for new negotiations. Both sides must halt the kind of violence that rocked Gaza and Tel Aviv this week. The plan calls for political reform on the Palestinian side and on the Israeli side, troop withdrawal from areas reoccupied during the Second Intifada. Also, a freeze on Israeli settlements in Gaza and the West Bank. We're joined by Ambassador Edward Walker. He's president of the Middle East Institute and a former ambassador to Israel and Egypt. Mr. Ambassador, welcome.
Good to be here.
Before the war in Iraq, President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair talked about this roadmap for peace as a major development. Is it what you expected it to be?
Yes. It's very promising, I think, particularly since you've had significant changes in the Palestinian governance under Abu Mazen, the new prime minister, and his new government and his new security forces. And he's been committed to a nonviolent approach to the problems with Israel for a long time now. So I think that's a very positive sign.
What about the new prime minister? He's been forced to take some Arafat cronies into his cabinet. How much power and will is he really going to have?
That remains to be seen. But what you said, he's been forced to take some Arafat cronies into his cabinet. In reality, that's democracy. He has different constituencies. He has to be able to cement them together.
What about Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of Israel? He's been a very tough customer in the past. He's been extremely tough in his responses to every act of terrorism that has occurred.
Arik has been always worried about security. In my many talks to him, he has always put security as the number one thing, and this should help relieve the pressure on him from that perspective. He also made the comment the other day that some settlements would have to go. And that's a very profound and important statement.
What about the U.S. victory in Iraq and the presence of the United States there now? Will that help the progress toward an Israeli-Palestinian agreement?
First of all, the Israelis themselves said, look, this effort in Iraq has made a major security difference for Israel. They don't face any threat on the Eastern Front now. This reduces that whole argument on security, the
and
importance of it.
And I suppose Syria is looking over its shoulder now instead
of the other way around.
Syria
has to be looking over its shoulder. After all, it's surrounded.
It's always a political question in the United States just how much the American president can lean on the Prime Minister of Israel. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, I think it's pretty impressive that we've had, what is it, 7 or 14 very major philanthropic figures in the Jewish community come out in support of the president and the roadmap and sending a letter up to Congress saying that this is the right way to go, as opposed to some other elements of the community which have been lobbying for legislation to constrain the president. Second, if the president can show genuine progress in this area, he'll get credit. He won't get blame. And I'm not sure exactly how much leaning he has to do. After all,
or how much enthusiasm he might have for it, I guess, is
well, that's the bigger question, how much enthusiasm. But for purposes of coming to an arrangement with Sharon, Arik, let's face it, Sharon owes him.
Ambassador Edward Walker. He is president of the Middle East Institute, a former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, and a former ambassador to Israel and Egypt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.